Good morning and welcome to a new week. 9:20 a.m. and I'm already doing audio booze. You can tell I'm trying to avoid doing proper work. But I thought it would be good to start your week with a piece of advice that you can carry on through the whole week. I don't know whether it's really a piece of advice so much as encouraging you to look at things in a particular way. Through this week, you will do all kinds of things, either on your personal website, if you're a website owner, well, personal or company, or if you're a web designer on your client websites. And I want to encourage you to consider your motivation as you work on those websites this week. What motivates you? How are you going about making decisions about what you will or will not do, or how you're going to approach a particular problem or whatever? I think there's kind of three areas that we consider either as web designers or website owners as we're working on our website. Well, let's be honest. One of those motivations is a kind of personal motivation. You know, whether we're website owners or web designers or developers, we all like playing with the latest stuff. We all like to do cool things on our websites, whether that be using web fonts or whether it be CSS3 or whatever it is. We have certain things that we like to play with and we enjoy, and that's fine. I think part of working on a website has to be about making it enjoyable for yourself. I think that's a big part of the equation. The second kind of motivating factor for a lot of us as web designers or website owners is the benefits that what we're going to do provides to our users. You know, if we're thinking about adding a new piece of functionality or taking a particular approach with the design, we should be considering our users. The third element that we often consider as we're working on our sites is business benefits. You know, what benefits is this going to provide to us as a business? Is it going to reduce our maintenance costs? Is it going to increase customer satisfaction? Is it going to improve, you know, make our development faster? What benefit is it going to provide the business? So what's my problem here? What's the point I'm trying to make? It's that I think there is an issue with these three motivating factors for a lot of us. What I'm not comfortable with and what I would encourage you to try and address this week is the order. I think if we're completely honest with ourselves, in many cases, the order is the same as I've listed them. It's personal motivation first. What do we fancy doing? What do we like doing? Then the benefits to the users and then the business benefits. We're primarily driven by personal motivations and desire to play with new technologies and do new cool things with our website so we can show off to our peers and just have fun playing with the site. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but the fact that our business drivers are relegated to the bottom of our list is not a good idea. It's not the way it should be. I actually believe that the order should be completely inverted. I believe that business benefits and objectives should be our primary concern, even above benefits to the users. Now, I'm not saying that that's an excuse to ignore usability. Sure, you can have short-term business benefits at the expense of users, but ultimately, over the long term, bad things that you've done for the user and undermine the user's experience will come back to bite you and will ultimately damage your business. But my point is that the primary motivation should be business benefits. The reason that we then care about keeping users happy is because it provides a business benefit, and so on and so on and so on. So as you're working this week, I'd ask you just to think about your motivation on stuff. Are you doing something because you personally want to do it, even though that may damage the user experience or may not be right for the business? Are you working on user improvements that, although would be very beneficial for the user, ultimately don't generate a return on investment and don't help you meet your business objectives? If either of those things are the case, then I think you need to challenge what you're doing. It's really important that we have our motivation right when working on our sites.